What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to?
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
This has got to be a weird thing. You're just hanging out, talking with your friends, doing different things, shopping maybe. Next thing you know, you wake up in the hospital. People who woke up in the hospital are sharing what happened. It's absolutely wild. So, like, one guy was running a half marathon with his friend. Next day, woke up in the ICU. So he's jogging away. He's at the 10-mile mark. Next thing you know, the hell am I? And then, why
what
am
happened?
I handcuffed?
What?
To the,
what
to
happened?
To the bed. Why? What's going on? Because he's handcuffed to the bed because he was trying to pull out his catheter. And he had a heart attack and just passed out.
Oh, my God.
So he's running a marathon. Next minute, wakes up in the hospital going, what the hell is going on?
That's scary.
I was hit by a truck while walking home from work. I was airlifted to a hospital, woke up the next day, and then found out it was my best friend's older brother who hit me.
Yikes.
Yeah, so he's just walking home from work. Then he gets hit. Next person. I was 18 years old, got super wasted on watermelon vodka at some little club in Clearwater, Florida. Apparently,
gross.
I fell off a tall bar stool and busted open my head. When I woke up, I didn't even know what state I was in.
Well, if you wake up in a hospital and you were drunk and your head split open, you can guarantee it's Florida.
Where am I? Florida. The hell am I doing in Florida?
It's gotta be. Let's see. I've woken up. I'm hungover. My head split open. I must be in Florida.
I was shot in the stomach at a 2-foot range by a guy who had a gun in his backpack. So I walked into a store. It was being robbed. Didn't know the guy had a gun. The guy shot me in the stomach. Woke up the next day in the hospital.
Whoa. So, because what happens is when you have these traumatic events, your brain turns it off so you don't remember it.
Right.
Right. So what happens is they don't remember these things happening, but they wake up in the hospital and someone tells them what happened to them.
I was riding my bike near my house. Flying squirrel knocked me out.
What? That doesn't even sound real. That sounds like The Onion.
No,
that sounds like one of those stories that's going to end up like with the furries.
It jumped off the tree. Knocked him out, woke up the next day in the hospital going, I was just riding my bike.
You know, that happened to my dad. He was visiting. I mean, he doesn't live too far away, but he was visiting me. We were walking through like this little area that's kind of like a park near where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And this squirrel jumped out of a tree and missed him by like a few inches. The squirrel just like landed right in front of him. And I was like, wow, if you would have taken one more step, that squirrel would have hit you in the head.
My brother and I were playing outside with squirt guns.
Mm-hmm.
This was 2001. I was 11 years old. Next thing I know, it's Easter Sunday. I'm in a hospital bed with a massive headache and blurred vision. The last thing I remember was 4 days ago.
That's scary.
So apparently running from his brother with a squirt gun, hit his head on a tree. Next thing he knew, he woke up. It was Easter Sunday. He was in the hospital.
He was out for 4 days?
4 days.
Damn.
Massive
headache. His parents
headache.
Have been freaking out. Jeez.
And finally, I drank too much, fell off a horse. The horse was a metal statue, and it was Vegas. I'm riding this horse.